Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Neverland Podcast 002.
Up to Neverland!
Take a start of the right and stay until morning. Neverland.
Good morning, Neverland!
Many years ago, my siblings and I lived with grandparents. There were six of us, and we didn't have much at all. Anyway, we were living with my grandparents, and they lived on a farm out in a small town. And the thing was, we wondered what we were going to get for Christmas. We didn't have any idea. And so, to our surprise, Christmas morning, the Baptist church in this small town had brought us Christmas.
Aww.
And my sister and I, we got these little Patsy dolls. They were just really stiff and hard and everything, but they were just precious. And then everyone in my family got a toy, or they got clothes, and we got oranges and fruit and stuff like that. And I just remember that, especially being with my grandparents, and they were really, really special to us, and I just can't never forget. They just blessed us so many times. The end.
Well, that was a memory shared by our dear friend Ruth. We'll hear a little bit more from Ruth here at the end of our show. Ruth is a very sweet lady. She actually made my wedding, costume or clothes, whatever you want to call it. We had kind of a fairy tale wedding. But welcome once again to the Neverland Podcast. I am your host, as always, Jeremy. And today, if you haven't guessed, we're going to talk about some Christmas memories. I've went around and I've asked a lot of people about to share a memory from their childhood of something special that happened to them on Christmas. And I'm going to share some of that today. I'm also going to share one of my own Christmas memories, and this will be tied into some music. But first, I promised you guys a little something. I promised you guys a little bit more Rankin Bass music last week, and so I'm certainly going to share that. And I do thank you all who listened last week and who decided to listen again, and I got at least one really good review of somebody who really enjoyed it.
I do!
Well, since you've decided to come back, I certainly should go ahead and let you hear some Rankin Bass music. So we're going to hear some Rankin Bass music today, talk about a little bit of Christmas memories, and hear some more fun music tied into actually with my Christmas memories. So, without further ado and me just rambling on, let's hear something from Rankin Bass. Maybe a little something a bit more rare, perhaps.
I really am a mean and despicable creature at heart, you know. It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult? Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going if you never get up on your feet. Come on, there's a good tailwind blowing. A fast walking man is hard to beat.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If you want to change your direction. If your time of life is at hand, well, don't be the rule, be the exception. A good way to start is to stand.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If I want to change the reflection I see in the mirror each morn.
Oh, you do?
You mean that it's just my election?
Just that.
To vote for a chance to be reborn?
You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking out the door. In front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
Some of my earliest Christmas memories are before I even started school. You see, when I was very young, since both of my parents needed to work, I usually was over with my grandmother, and she kind of took care of me during the day until Mom or Dad would be off of work and come pick me up in the afternoon. So when it came to Christmas time, that was just a whole lot of fun with me and Grandma. We would go down. She had not so much as a basement, as an old-time cellar at her house with some very rickety stairs, very rickety wooden stairs that made me so nervous to climb up and down. Even the older I got, they always made me nervous. And downstairs, she had a complete cellar. She had a lot of vegetables in jars and fruits in jars and things like that, old storage stuff. But, you know, way tucked into the back where she had boxes of all of her Christmas decorations, Christmas tree lights, you know, all the fixings, lots of fun different decorations. My grandmother just loved Christmas and had so many different things. But we would go and we'd bring those up the stairs and we'd set up all the decorations around. We'd put lights up around on her shelves. We'd put together a Christmas tree. And when you're that young, you know, Christmas trees are just one of the most magical things when you light them up and you have all the ornaments. Of course, me, I was, you know, before I started kindergarten, so I was very short, so I couldn't really put the ornaments up very high. So me helping out, a lot of those ornaments ended up very low to the ground there. But then we would go into the kitchen and we would make cookies, all kinds of different kind of cookies, like snowball cookies and snickerdoodles, which are a very big thing in my family. Just all kinds of different little fun and wonderful treats. And all the while that we would be doing this sort of thing, my grandmother had some of the most fun vinyl records. Children, once again, pause the podcast and ask your parents, what is a vinyl record? But she had vinyl records of some of the most fun Christmas music, and this to me is what Christmas sounds like. I can like some of the more modern kind of Christmas songs, but to me, it's always going to sound like Perry Como, Jim Nabors, Bing Crosby, and the Vienna Boys Choir, because that's the type of records Grandma had. Now, if you don't know who these people are, Perry Como, if you ever watched Animaniacs when we were teenagers about my age, they used to call him Perry Como because he had such a soft, soothing voice. Bing Crosby, if you don't know his name, well, slap yourself. The Vienna Boys Choir, that's pretty obvious. But when I mention the name Jim Nabors, now this is kind of a fun thing. Okay, for those around about my age, we probably remember in syndication, there was this show called Gomer Pyle, MSC. And also on the Andy Griffith Show, there was this character, Gomer Pyle, and he sounded like this. Well, golly! And was just this fun, outrageous character. Well, I was familiar with that because I watched a lot of shows on syndication over at Grandma's house. But I would hear this great record of this deep, wonderful singing. And then you'd go and you'd look at the record, and there's Gomer Pyle on the front. And I was like, what in the world? And that was Jim Nabors. Jim Nabors, who could talk in this crazy Gomer Pyle voice, had the most lovely, wonderful bass kind of singing voice you'd ever want to hear. And I really wish I could share you some of his stuff, but I just don't have any of his. But maybe next year I'll track some down. I don't know if I even have some Perry Como, but I've got you some Bing Crosby. So, interspersed with a few more Christmas stories today, we're going to hear some wonderful old-school style vintage Christmas music, which I'm sure that you will hopefully enjoy.
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store,
but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Hi, I'm Laura, and my favorite Christmas story is when I was about 3, and I got like a beautiful red bicycle.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile.
And on every street corner you
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day, and above all this bustle, you silver bells,
the corner Santa Claus,
silver bells,
is busy now because
it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
it fills the winter air,
hear them ring,
you hear it everywhere,
soon it will will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, dizzy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air,
it's Christmas, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Your work today was good.
My name is Ben. Here's my story. When I was a kid, I grew up in a Jehovah's Witness household, didn't know what Christmas really was. I thought it was just a bunch of people trying to show how rich they were to one another and be, you know, popular with one another. So until I went to foster care, I really didn't get a chance to even know what people believed about Christmas and what it was all about. When I was about 13, I met Jesus for the first time, and he changed my life. And so the following Christmas, when I turned 14, I got to experience my first Christmas. I was at the Missouri Baptist Children's Home, and the local church had gathered up our Christmas list and gone out and gotten everything on it. So when I woke up on Christmas morning and came down to look at the tree, there was a bunch of things with my name on them, and I never felt so special. I felt like someone really loved me, and it was one of the first times in my life that I really felt loved by people that didn't even know me, and I felt like, maybe God does love me, and it was a very special Christmas for me.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Over evening, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim.
You'll hear voices by starlight.
By gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas.
This is Heather, and Jeremy, my husband, has asked for some holiday memories, and I have lots of holiday memories. Probably some of my favorite ones are just the little things that we did to get ready for Christmas. Like, we would make cookies. Mom would always get out the sugar cookie recipe, which I've learned as I've gotten older has to be refrigerated for a certain amount of time before it's ready to make cookies. But she would get that going, and we would help her make that. We were always helping her cook, and we'd get the tree out and decorate it and make the sugar cookies, and we had records. We had the same Christmas records that we would play in, you know, the Little Drummer Boy with the Little Boys Choir that is often played is one of my favorites. And we had a Burl Ives record that we would also play and love Burl Ives and some other little records where the kids were singing and had Frosty the Snowman as kind of like the host, and the kids would sing songs for Frosty, and that was always really, really fun. And we had a hill in our backyard that we would slide down, and our cousins would come over and we would sled down the hill if we had snow. Usually we had to wait till like January or February to do that, but we always wanted that snow for Christmas so we could do sledding. And so, you know, those were the things that we always did around the holidays, and we always had, you know, Christmas pageants and things like that, little programs that we would go and do. But Jeremy tells me that's supposed to be for another time, so I'll have to save that story for later. Some of my favorite Christmases, one of them was, and I don't remember my age, I was probably like 6 or 7, and our bedroom door was always open because I was scared of the dark. And my bed was right, we had the two beds, me and my sister shared a bedroom, and I was right across the door where the door was open, and we could see the Christmas tree straight out my door, and I could keep an eye on it. You know, I was waiting for Santa Claus to come, and I knew he would come, and even though it was dark, I could see the outline of the tree and outline of the stuff that was underneath the tree. And I was gonna try to stay awake and you know, just, but I wanted to be a good girl, so I didn't want to, like, you know, scare Santa away. So I ended up falling asleep. And when I woke up in the morning, I don't know what time it was in the morning, it had to have been really, really early, and I happened to open my eyes and I saw the outline of more stuff underneath the tree. And that Christmas I got a wooden cradle for my dolls, and we got some like My Little Pony stuff, and I think that might have been the year that we even got the castle, like got the little My Little Pony castle, and me and my sister shared that. And but it was just the magic of, man, I went to sleep and I could see there was, you know, just a little bit of stuff under the tree, and then when I woke up there was so much more, like it was just like magic. And and that was a great year. And then I had one year that I was always a good girl, never got into any of my presents, but there was a present that one of my dad's friends gave us, and it was a big present, and so I wanted to know what it was so badly. And I'd sit there and I'd stare at that present underneath the tree, and finally one time I was kind of, I just couldn't stand it anymore, I just wanted a little peek, just a small little peek. So I poked a small little hole, just a teeny tiny one, so I could see inside what was in there. And I really couldn't see very well because it was dark. But I did end up messing with it enough to know that it was a bear, a big stuffed bear that was in there. And I never did it again because it kind of wasn't as exciting when I opened it, you know, Christmas Day. And I still love the bear. It was one of my favorite stuffed animals as I was growing up. But I don't peek anymore. It's just one of those things as a kid, you know, you just try it once just to see what it's like, and then you don't do it again. But those are some of my favorite childhood Christmases.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, I'm Everett, and I got a little bit of a story to tell that when I was a child, I was really very sickly, and it meant so much to me that my family did show so much concern, and I remember I had uncles and aunts and cousins just coming to my house all the time and bringing me presents and food and cheering me up, and I'm just saying it's wonderful to have a family that's caring, but it's even more blessed when you have a family that's like the family of God, and that's how I'm happy to have both.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Hi, I'm Martha. When I was a child, we cut our own Christmas tree. We trudged through the pasture over to the hill in the far corner and cut a cedar tree and we had a flock of sheep who ate the bottom branches, so the tree had to be the top part of the tree. And then we had to pull it back to the house and decorate it, but it was all fun. And
did the sheep follow you home?
No.
Oh, that'd have been fun, though. You can make sweaters, Christmas sweaters.
There you go.
Well, this has just been great fun for me, sharing all these great songs and hearing all these fun stories. You know, if you would like to share any childhood memory for me that's for use on the future podcast, or even if you want to go ahead and get a Christmas story in, feel free to send me an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, which is NeverlandPcast. Once again, @NeverlandPcast. That is our Twitter feed. We also have a Facebook page. Just simply search for the Neverland Podcast. You can also find links for all this on our website, neverlandpodcast.com. And something new I've been adding to the website, for every song that I've been playing here on the podcast, I've got an iTunes link that will take you straight to that song, and you can purchase the song from iTunes. And every song you purchase will also help out the podcast and help pay for my hosting, so I can continue to bring you, hopefully, really great shows. And also, if you're enjoying the show, pop on Twitter, pop on Facebook, send me an email, let me know how much you're enjoying the show. And if you got a little bit of, you know, helpful things you might, you know, like to hear on the show or think I could work on, go ahead and let me know that as well. I want to make this as much fun for you as it is for me. I've got one last Christmas memory I'm going to share here at the end of the show, but I also wanted to tell you all about this next song I'm going to play. Over at Grandma's house, not only did we ever listen to a lot of the songs that I've played, but she had this great record that was John Denver and the Muppets singing Christmas. And I was lucky enough to find a CD of this album, although it doesn't have quite every song that was on the vinyl record. But, you know, how would we not be able to relive our childhood by listening to the Muppets sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now
figgy pudding?
No, figgy pudding. It's made with figs.
Oh, sorry.
And bacon.
What?
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get sick. So bring some out here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On the radio, we didn't have electricity. You sit around Grandpa's radio at a certain time, and he would play it was Sky King and Yukon King and all these characters that were on the radio, Lone Ranger and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we'd all sit around his rocking chair at his big old radio, and we'd sing, we'd just listen. And then after that, we'd go into the kitchen. The kitchen was always nice and warm.
Of course.
And smelled good. And Grandma would always have a treat for us. So. But Grandmas are the wonderful, most wonderful, and Grandpas are too, but Grandmas are special. So anyway, so we had a great time using it. We'd make our own fun. I mean, but there was sleigh riding or stringing popcorn or whatever it was we made our own fun. So anyway, that's the rest of the story.
The Neverland Podcast is a production of Glue Band Productions, GLUBAND Productions, at glubandproductions.com. Come on by the website. I do mainly local work for video work, but, it's at least something to produce the show. So once again, glubandproductions.com. Also come by, visit our website at neverlandproductions.com. Follow us on I'll get to that later, but Twitter and Facebook. Also, you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio now. So yes, please do. When you get onto Stitcher and onto iTunes, also please do give me a good, nice review and a rating. It does help the algorithms and help more people find this podcast and join into the fun and have a little fun with us here at Neverland. So until next week, Merry Christmas or whichever holiday. Happy holidays. And also, I'm very excited for next week. I plan on sharing what is a great memory for most of our childhoods. I'm sure there's a few people who don't have memory of this, but you'll have fun, I hope, next week anyway. But we're going to talk about Christmas pageants because most of us as children did participate in a Christmas pageant. So it should be lots of fun. So come back next week and remember to take a little bit of pixie dust and spread it around your life and fly away and experience your childhood all over again anytime you need to. And it helps really to get rid of the stress of having to grow up. Which, not fun. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Good night, Neverland!
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.